Hello, and welcome back to 4AM Thoughts with Moon, Star, and Indigo. Today, we'll be interviewing a fellow podcaster like ourselves. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, so I'm unnamed, and my podcast is Are You Afraid? It's based on true paranormal experiences that I find on Reddit, and mostly I do based on intruders, ghost stories, like just creepy over experiences that happen in the dark or when you're camping, just pretty much overall like that. The reason I do it is because I've always been drawn to scary stuff. And I just love watching it, but it really doesn't help that I have an active imagination. And so it's like real to me.
So why did you do like Reddit? Why Reddit is my question. I've been curious about that.
Because usually I listen to like Corpse and all that, and you find stories based on Reddit and all that. So I'm like, I'll just do the same thing. Because you can find a lot of stuff on Reddit, like scary stories, true experiences. It's just an overall super easy site to look at scary experiences for stuff.
Mm-hmm. So what's a past story that you've done, that you've covered?
A past story that I've done, my last one was possibly attempted brainwashing by a cult, which was where a roommate lived with other people and they slowly like acted like he was a dog, like, oh good, are you okay, all that stuff. Like, if you listen to it, it makes more sense as it goes on. But that was one of my stories.
Okay, what is one story that you would want to cover in the future?
Honestly, one story that I'd love to cover is something based on a poltergeist activity. Because
that's so cool. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Because that'd be super fun to do. I'm just trying to look for experiences. I've also thought about doing sleep paralysis, demons, all that stuff that happens because a lot of people have sleep paralysis and all that, and night terrors.
Would you ever like cover a story about a place, like say the Paris catacombs or the suicide forest in Japan?
Oh, for sure. I would. I didn't even think about that, actually.
Really?
No, I didn't even think about places.
That would be cool.
Yeah, because I know.
If you looked some places up, that would be interesting.
Yeah, definitely the Suicide Forest would be a good one to do.
So, what is a name that you would rather have from your podcast title, Are You Afraid? What's another name that you would decide between that one and another one?
Probably 6 Feet Under. That's another one because, you know, it's scary because once you're in a grave, you're 6 feet under.
Let's see here. So, honestly, your podcast sounds like one that I would listen to. What about you guys?
I've always loved stuff like that.
I like paranormal. It's so interesting. I like paranormal activity a lot, and horror movies are really good to me. So, Night Owls, go subscribe to Are You Afraid? And we'll try to put that link in the description below. Now, let's ask some hypothetical questions, because that's what our podcast is about.
All right. So, first, if you could instantly learn any skill in the world, what would that skill be and why?
Honestly, if I could learn, it would probably be math.
Girl, I feel that.
I feel that.
Because I'm like, I could work for NASA, I can make millions of dollars, and
that's
I could retire super easy, and all that.
That's so smart. Fun.
Yeah, because, like they say, math's really important, but we have calculators.
Yeah.
Okay. When would you be born if you could choose to be born at another time?
Ooh. Honestly, I've thought about being born, like, during the time of Egypt. Because I love to learn their different, like, languages and how they did pictures. Because it's like how now we do emojis.
True. Like, I know, true.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Definitely there, because, like, there's a lot of creepy stuff there, too. Like, how the pyramids were made and all that.
Oh, my gosh. Do you ever, like, look up, like, the conspiracy theories that, like, aliens actually made the pyramids?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You should make a podcast episode about that. Just, like, pyramid conspiracy theories. Because that would be... I would listen to it.
I would, too.
Let's see here. So, we actually had this question come in, not from a listener, I don't think, but he just commented, and he asked, how does a window participate?
How does a window participate?
Yes, and I was taken aback. I don't know. How does a window participate? That's just
There's so many, like, options.
Yeah.
So many different routes to take that.
Participate or precipitate?
Participate. Like, how does a window participate? This is a group question, honestly.
Is he calling us windows? Is he calling the listeners windows?
Or maybe it's eyes are the windows to the soul.
You're the window to my soul, unnamed.
So, but honestly, how does a window participate? That's just, I had a crisis when I read that.
A crisis, honestly, whenever they typed that.
They said it was a good hypothetical question. I don't understand how to answer it, though.
Maybe when it's open?
Maybe. I think they're just, like,
they're probably
on something.
I wouldn't be surprised.
They're on some heavy melatonin there.
Heavy melatonin at, like, 3 in the afternoon?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, wait. Do you know how hard it is to resist the temptation of not eating an entire thing of melatonin?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I wanted to do that last night. Not at me. I couldn't fall asleep, so I stayed up probably until, like, 1 in the morning. Just thinking for no reason. Like, my brain wouldn't turn off.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay, if you could choose anyone in the world to become friends with, who would you choose?
Probably The Rock.
I don't understand.
I wasn't ready for that. Why The Rock?
Because he's got a really cute baby girl. Plus, I could babysit them. Then I get paid.
You get paid good money.
Good money.
Let's see here. So, if you could choose a nickname and have people call you it with complete seriousness, no matter how ridiculous, what nickname would you want?
That's a good one. Well, usually I just get called by my regular nickname. Honestly, when I was little, I wanted to be called Ladybug.
That's so cute. Oh my god.
So you'd want to get called Ladybug because that's just a child.
I love ladybugs as a kid.
Oh my goodness.
Flower. A hippie name.
Nice. I mean, that would be a good, that's actually a really good hippie name.
Flower. Yeah. Or Ladybug, which one?
Flower.
Both of them are, like, really nice.
Mm-hmm. But for some reason, when I thought of flower, I thought of somebody with, like, the peace sign sunglasses and the tassel-y vest with the bell-bottom jeans. Like, flower just really took me back. I don't know where, but...
Yeah. Okay, next question. What weird thing would you normalize if you could? It could be anything.
One weird thing that I can normalize. Honestly, I'd say watching anime. People think it's so weird.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, so many people watch it.
I agree.
And so many people hide it.
Everybody listening, you should watch Attack on Titan Season 4. It just came out.
Watch Death Parade. Do it.
Or Haikyuu. This is a good sports anime. It's about volleyball, but it's not at the same time. So.
Baskets. That's basketball, too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I watched. Sorry.
We could make a whole other anime podcast just based on
that.
You should have. Oh, I would have listened. I would definitely listen to that.
That's definitely what I would do because so many people think it's weird.
Uh-huh.
But really, there's weird people out there that watch the weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, not all of us watch that weird stuff.
Yeah. No, and it teaches you life lessons, honestly. Yeah. It's good stuff, guys.
Exactly.
Like friendship.
Friendship.
And love.
And love.
You can't get that anywhere else. So,
I agree with Indigo over there.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Remember to comment if you can and subscribe. Again, go look at Are You Afraid by Unnamed. See you next time, Night Owls.